With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A vast stretch from Kansas to the Mid-Atlantic is being walloped by a powerful winter storm. Power is out to more than a quarter million utility customers. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec says it's not only snow and ice being generated by the massive storm.
Low temperatures on Monday morning, still pretty cold across the middle part of the country. As low as minus 15 across the international or across northern Minnesota International Falls. But generally over the next 2 days, temperatures east of the Rockies are going to be below average, and then temperatures west of the Rockies will be above average.
People being urged to stay off the roads if possible. There are flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware.com reports more than 870 delays, more than 1,450 flight cancellations, with airports in the east especially hard hit. Washington, D.C. anticipates up to a foot of snow, but that will not stop Congress from meeting amid tight security to certify the results of the presidential election. Also at SRNNews.com, nearly 3 million Americans will be getting a bump in their Social Security benefits.
President Biden signed into law a bipartisan measure that increases Social Security payments for current and former public employees. It will boost benefits for recipients, such as teachers and firefighters, who get retirement payments from other sources as well. Advocates say the Social Security Fairness Act rights a decades-old disparity, but it will also put strain on Social Security trust funds, which face a looming insolvency crisis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prior to launching his attack, the FBI says the truck-driving terrorist who killed 14 people in New Orleans had scouted the French Quarter and recorded video using high-tech Meta smart glasses. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 170 points. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India send a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The issue of males competing against females in sports is already being considered by the courts, but President Trump may take action of his own. The most immediate way he could do that would be in the way his administration interprets Title IX, the law best known for its role in pursuing gender equity in sports. Every administration does have the authority to issue its own interpretations of the landmark legislation, Title IX. This is SRN News. Republicans are wrestling over how quickly they can deliver President-elect Donald Trump some legislative wins on his agenda, with House and Senate leaders divided over the speed and scope of his action early in his term.
House Speaker Mike Johnson on Sunday laid out a plan for combining all of Mr. Trump's legislative priorities into a single package that could be brought up for a House vote as soon as the first week in April. But Senate Majority Leader John Thune sounded more cautious on the pace of legislation, saying Republicans would work through the drafting process. In the House, Johnson says a legislative package would fold in tax cuts, spending cuts, and funding for border security, in addition to a debt ceiling increase. Senate Republicans prioritize border security as the first order of business. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Following the death of a Japanese woman, a soccer-loving nun from Brazil, thought to be the oldest person on the planet, she is almost 117 years old. More details, SRNNews.com.